You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Good morning, everybody. It's one of those mornings again, but it's a yearly tradition. I haven't missed it yet. I regret doing it, but I love doing it. It's the Oscars nominations, morning announcements.
I regret it, but I love it. I think that sums up the Oscars just perfectly.
It sums up everyone's reactions to the Oscars. It's like, I hate it, but I can't stop watching it, darn it.
It's literally useless unless somebody I like wins.
Yep, exactly.
Right? And then it's my favorite thing ever. But you know what? I still have more fun watching it than the Super Bowl, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I said it.
This is my Super Bowl.
This has been my Super Bowl since 2004. That's when I started watching the Oscars properly.
So. Yeah. Super Bowl's easier to predict.
Like Tom Brady, all right, whatever team he's playing on right now, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, for people listening at home, we got a nice little group here. We got Rose.
Hello.
We got Bradley.
Hello.
And we got Melina.
Hi.
And shortly, Davey and or Shaq, most likely just Shaq, but Davey also, please, if you jump on. They should be showing up too. We got another minute or so on the event timer here, so.
Oh, the tension is thick.
Yep. But this is going to be interesting. I am way more behind on this than I usually am, but I got my gold derby picks. They're locked in. Like, they literally won't let me edit them anymore. So we'll see how this goes.
No turning back now, Justin.
My ticket's been written. The bet's been placed.
I think for every like three movies you guys have seen, I guarantee that I probably haven't seen any of them. There's probably one movie on this whole thing that I've actually seen, and it's because I had to review it.
Ah, The Father. Yeah.
That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And hey, that was a great one. So,
yes, it was.
Black screen. Let's see what's going on. Unless it's just cutting to more music, like sometimes happens.
See the AV guy desperately scrambling right now.
He's going to accidentally broadcast the Snyder cut to us.
Oh, God. Does anybody have 5 hours to spare?
Here we go. Woo!
They're like, you know this is the coolest thing you've ever seen. Come on.
David Rubin.
Good morning, everyone. I'm coming to you from the Academy Museum of
Motion. Oh, that guy again. Yeah.
At the entrance to the Oscars experience, where you'll soon be able to...
Well, we're no longer in the red room from Star Wars.
With the museum's official opening coming this fall, fans will...
Oh, yeah, the museum's still a thing.
And discover the magic of... That's a museum.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while.
This morning is an annual tradition.
All right, everyone can hear it okay, too?
Mm-hmm. Annual tradition.
Are selected by members of the Academy, a diverse community of filmmakers from around...
Thank
the
you,
world.
Older Colbert.
Before I... Yeah, right? And Nick Jackson, someone said it. Joining our
London, I'm delighted to share that this year's Oscar ceremony...
Taken from his gene splicings.
At both LA's we got Stephen Colbert at home.
And the landmark Dolby Theater. And now, it's time to deliver what you've all been waiting for, the nominees. Priyanka and Nick, over to you.
Oh,
hey, it's...
It's the Day Man. Thank you
so much. Is he in the new Kingsman movie?
Oh, it'll be Taron Egerton next time. Each of these nominees will never forget. Either that, he's going to be Taron Egerton in Rocket Man. That's what I was saying. Oh, here we go.
Just right into it. Yeah. Supporting role.
Maria Bakalova in Borat. Wow.
Yes, I approve.
Whoa.
for make benefit one.
It's early. I had to remind myself.
She's reading the whole thing.
She reads the whole title. That's great.
Glenn Close in Hillbilly Elegy.
Olivia Coleman.
Saw that coming.
Yay, the father.
I'm surprised. Absolutely.
Olivia Coleman beats her again.
And a secret. Oh,
and none for Gretchen Wieners. Bye.
Yay! That's a solid list.
Yeah.
I like all three of those women.
Glenn Close should probably cause some controversy, but I mean, it was a good performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Emma.
Emma's gonna get it.
Ma Rainey's is pretty good too for that. Mank.
Yeah. Period piece.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Pinocchio? Oh wow.
If they make that movie an Oscar winning film, I'm gonna be pissed.
Original score.
Well, this will be Atticus and Ross, right?
The Five Bloods. Mank.
Who did that?
Mank had a score. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I just said those guys.
Eamon Ari.
Soul. It's got to be on there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yep.
Yep.
So, double nominee for Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross there. So
He's going to be insufferable.
I wonder if he'll bring the fishnets back when he gets accepted.
What was adapted last year?
The father was.
Borat's subsequent movie film.
Wow.
What is that adapted from?
The character Borat is technically an adaptation, so.
It's like based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Peter Bainham. Erica. Oh, it's going to take forever to read through all those names. God.
All right, I'm going to go make a sandwich. Y'all tell me.
It's a morning BLT.
This is like when you have to do a bibliography where it's like if there's more than five names, you just put et al. On it.
Oh, the father. There we go.
Hell yes.
You're right. Yeah, you're
that is a dialogue movie.
Nomadland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, have not seen it.
Adapted from a nonfiction book.
A stage play?
Yeah.
And The White Tiger.
Oh, wow. Yes. This was not what I expected for the final
streaming
list,
on Netflix.
She is so happy.
She was in that one, wasn't she? The White Tiger?
Judas
and the Black Messiah.
Yep. Oh.
Will Burson and Shaka King.
Okay.
Story by Will Burson, Shaka King, Kenny Lucas, and Keith Lucas.
Her accent's great.
Minari.
Yay.
I like Minari, yeah.
So because Judas is getting some attention, and I think it's inevitable, Daniel Kaluuya is definitely getting a nomination.
Oh, absolutely.
He's projected to win.
Yeah.
He's got the medal!
He's
going
to get it. Yep.
Story by Darius Marder.
The good
Darius
news here? No Mank for original screenplay. Yes!
There better not be.
The Trial of the Chicago
City. Yeah! Right. Yay!
I think Mank was... I didn't care for Mank, but I think it was better than Trial as far as writing goes.
Ooh. Oh, I love Trial. Both overseen. It was a feel-good movie. Feature
animation. All right, pee break, everybody. Animated short film.
Uh-oh, we used to watch these.
I know.
Burrow was adorable.
Also, if you send us screeners for the shorts, we'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right, I was going to say, now we'll have to actually watch some of these.
If anything happens, I love you sounds kind of ominous.
Yeah.
Yes,
I saw that one. That's on Netflix. That's heartbreaking.
Yes, people. Oh, if anything happens, I love you. I saw that too.
All
right. Hey, some people have been discovered through live action short film. I mean, Martin McDonagh, his career was because of Six Shooter when it won the Oscar for this.
That's true. Strangers.
Disney Strangers.
And White Eye.
Congratulations.
Oh, I thought you said White Tie. I'm like, oh, it's a party.
In a supporting role.
Oh, here we go. Supporting actor.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Subsequent.
Chicago 7. Yeah.
Daniel Kaluuya in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Supporting? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Because technically, what's his name is the lady actor.
In One Night in Miami. Paul Rassi.
Yay! Hey, that's awesome.
And Lakeith Stanfield in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Wait.
Wow.
They're both supporting?
Yeah, lots of supporting.
But who's the lead actor in that movie?
Who would you say is the lead in that?
Nothing for Chadwick Boseman. People are going to be pissed.
No. Chadwick Boseman is lead actor for Ma Rainey.
Maybe that's why both of them got supporting.
Oh, I know, but he was getting lots of love for not just Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, but for the Five Bloods.
Yeah.
That momentum died very quickly, sadly. So.
Yeah.
The movie came out at the wrong time.
Yeah. I mean, and the Five Bloods, okay, to be fair, I have not seen it yet, but it seems like the consensus is that people liked it, but maybe not as much as Black Klansman in comparison. So. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if Delroy Lindo will get any attention, though.
I was about to say.
He won't.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, which monologues. Yeah. Spike Lee monologues make the Academy uncomfortable. And he gives an amazing one. It's really the highlight of the film, which I think is why so many people were hoping he would get nominated. But I haven't seen anything so far. It kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, the Five Bloods got a music nomination because they just loved Terrence Blanchard for some reason.
Yeah.
So what do you think the first hashtag is going to be?
Hashtag hillbilly.
Well, they can't complain about diversity because we've had quite a diverse list already for the
Which is great.
We had a bunch of black nominees, some Asian nominees, some white nominees, you know, so.
Oh, probably that double supporting. Like Judas and the Black Priest, or Messiah must have had a lead.
That's going to be the biggest point of contention, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's the thing that I would assume the only reason they did that was to not elevate one of them over the other kind of thing, where, I don't know, again, it's category fraud, but it's like, it's kind of like how in the Emmys, Modern Family, they never designated a lead actor in that one, so they all submitted supporting to not elevate anyone over the other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was
I mean, whoever plays the mother is the lead in Modern Family, but all right.
Kind of, but I mean, that was Ed O'Neill's idea. He didn't want to, like, make anyone feel inferior to the other. Oh. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what happened with The Favorite a couple of years ago, where it's like, you could argue that they were all leading actors, but it's like, you couldn't try for a three-way like best actress nominee for one movie. It never would have worked. So
I think it was more along the lines of the same reason that they nominated Dan Levy for best supporting actor at the Emmys, even though he is objectively the main character, to give him a better shot of winning. And I think that we're going to see Chadwick Boseman nominated for best lead actor for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and that might be to give him as much chance as possible to get it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's been sweeping it so far, you know. Rest in peace, definitely. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys watch the Golden Globes where his wife accepted for him? Yeah, that was super sad. That destroyed me. Yeah. I was already kind of emotionally destroyed by that whole thing, and then when it got to that, I was just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So everyone was just drunk and having fun in their living room, and then suddenly it gets to her all alone.
Aww.
And I was like, it's like, yeah, you give me something like that after like two glasses of wine, I'm like, God, yeah, here come the tears.
Kate Hudson had like 30 people in her bubble, all like, yeah, music, woo!
Yeah.
And then
God. Gross.
Which I haven't seen that, but
the only thing I still remember from the Golden Globes, I didn't really watch it, but seeing that clip of Tracy Morgan trying to pronounce Soul.
Yeah.
Soul. I heard there was a pretty big mess up at the Grammys the other day with Bill Burr. He was trying to pronounce a Latina singer's name, and it was like, oh, he butchered that hardcore.
Oh, no. I'll have to look that up.
Boston accented.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously. It's like trying to get a Boston guy to pronounce the most difficult Spanish name ever. Yeah. Hey, look who it is. It's Shaq.
Hi.
Yay, Shaq.
Good morning. First off, morning. I'm so fucking tired. I like, literally, it's 8:30 right now on the dot. I woke up at 8:23.
Ah, hey, fair enough.
Yeah, I saw some of the, like, I was, like, rushing to get here since I saw they were already starting early.
Yeah, no, I was surprised.
Rushing or dragging?
I thought it was the 30, but I was like, no, they said 5:15, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, I'm pleasantly surprised by a lot of the nominees, because some of them that I was like, I didn't think that they would get.
Yeah, dude, Lakeith Stanfield, you know?
Dude, I'm confused. Like, I'm... What, like,
so are we.
Lakeith and Kaluuya in supporting art, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, no. We were debating that, like, was that a political maneuver on their behalf to not elevate each other over another person? Or...
Maybe, I guess. But, yeah. Like, I mean, Lakeith both got it.
Lakeith's technically the lead actor of the movie, so. Yeah,
that'd be crazy if they got a tie. They both accepted.
Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Now, that would boost some ratings.
Also, I'm so happy Maria Bakalova got that nom because she's so good.
Yeah, I hope she gets
everyone
it.
Everyone was hoping that. Yeah.
I actually do too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know who is the leading like who's in the lead for like predictions for supporting actress at these points. You know, like it's been kind of up in the air in that category. I feel. Mm-hmm. And we're back.
Okay.
I can't get over that suit.
Oh, what? What the fuck is that?
He's auditioning for King's Kitchen.
Members of the Academy. It's so gold.
He killed Taron Egerton.
All right, documentary. And they
are. He was good in Jumanji.
Nick Jonas is actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah, yeah. I like him.
He's the best at all. He's the best Jonas.
Crip Camp. Oh, I heard about that one.
Mole Agent. Oh, I loved the Mole Agent. My octopus teacher is probably
Welcome to Chechnya. Wow.
Yeah. So we got
I got two random picks to pick between because Crip Camp is a good title, but my octopus teacher is also a good title, so they might just vote on one of those two.
I think my octopus is on Netflix, everybody.
Short subject.
Got time. I bet I can catch up between now and then.
Do not split. On Google. And a love song for Latasha. I've heard of none of these, so that'll be fun. international feature. Here we go. It's going to be another round.
Oh my gosh, what if Borat's on here?
From Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
I think Kazakhstan would burn down Hollywood.
Oh, shit, another round. Right? Oh,
another round.
Oh, another round's the favorite in this category. So
I don't know what Better Days is. Romania.
Oh, wait, they nominated Hong Kong. Wow.
Gross.
That's a fun title. Aida, Bosnia and
Herzegovina. Yeah, that's another round to win, honestly.
Yeah. But no, that's a kind of nice move for Hong Kong after everything that's been happening to them.
Yeah.
Recognize them.
Yeah.
Sound.
Wait, right? Not sound mixing or editing?
They mixed it into one. I remember I heard
it. Oh,
that is dumb.
You're like, yeah, that's what people want the Oscars to change.
Something was going to get, I guess. Sound of metal. Hey!
Yes!
Wow.
Totally sound of that. Metal. Hmm.
Dude, that's some of the best sound mixing of the year with sound metal.
There was a lot of good production designs last year.
Hey, the father! Yes!
Okay.
Wow.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder if Emma will see some love here.
I was gonna say.
No, it's not medical.
A bit.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Is the world?
Emma.
Tenet. Okay.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Get out of here. Actually, so much of that movie is actually outside. So I'm like, yeah. It doesn't really count unless they placed all those trees.
Ooh, film editing's always a weird one.
It is.
Hey. Best
that should
movie.
That should win. I'm sorry, that movie was all about editing.
I like Nomadland is good Man too. Yeah, these Promising are all great films so far. Sound of
Metal. Yay!
Wow. All right.
Listen, Sound of Metal is my number one here. So anything it gets, I'm gonna be like supporting that all the way.
It's already up for at least four, I think.
Yeah.
The trial. Langella only says I hold you in contempt once, and they just edited it really well to make it. Seem right. Like,
okay. Oh, Judas again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I gotta watch Judas. Mank is not surprising.
Yeah,
News of the World is right.
Nomadland.
Nomadland.
Oh, no Tenet for this one. That was like one of the few things I liked in Tenet.
Yeah.
I am happy to see Tenet get as little attention as possible.
Same.
I still haven't seen
it. Again, I did not love it, but at least I can objectively say there were some good qualities in it, you know?
Love and Monsters is a cool title. I never thought I'd ever see Love and Monsters in here.
Wow.
Ew.
Move on.
No. Terrible.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
The one and only Ivan?
The visual effects list this year was dreadful. Like when you look at the nominees.
None of the big blockbusters came out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, and the ones that did all had very special effects. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're grasping at straws. Yes!
Okay, no one for Emma. That's two at least for them. Yeah. Hillbilly.
I'll give them that one. That was one of the only good things about the movie.
Hillbilly. Wait, did Hillbilly Elegy get anything else?
Yes, Glenn Close.
Glenn Close for supporting.
Of course she got it.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, someone who grew up in the movie, she acted her butt off in that movie. So.
Oh, yeah.
I think Amy and Adams will probably get it.
I swear to God, if they put Amy Adams in there, I'm going to laugh so hard.
I hope they don't.
I mean, they nominated her for a Screen Actors Guild.
Onward.
Over the Moon.
I forgot. I legitimately forgot.
Shaun the Sheep. Yay!
Oh, I'm 1000% Team Shaun the Sheep here.
Soul.
And Wolfwalkers.
Yeah. Yes, well, I just saw
Wolfwalkers is my favorite one.
They might as well engrave the damn statue.
Armageddon gang, you know what it is.
All right, original song. I have no knowledge on any of these songs, so.
Judas and the Black Messiah. I want Husavik to get a nomination.
From the trial of the Chicago Seven. Okay.
There's also a song.
Oh, there you go.
Yay! I love that song. I'm sorry. I don't love the movie, but I fucking love it.
Why not Ya Ya Ding Dong?
I only want to be a Ya Ya Ding Dong. I think it'd be hilarious if they brought Rachel McAdams out to sing it.
Oh, like, what? That would be great.
Here we go. Actor in leading role.
Okay, come on, Chadwick.
Here we go. Come on, Chadwick.
Yay! Yes. Up, Ed?
If you're not Chadwick Boseman, just go ahead and crash your name off.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
No controversy there.
Hold on.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yay!
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's like, take that, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Ooh, lead actress. Here we go.
All right, Amy Adams.
Okay. No.
No, please.
Okay,
no.
Viola Davis.
Yep.
Viola Davis. Yeah. Andra Day
in the United States. Oh wow. Okay.
Okay. No, Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Pieces of a Woman. Oh, hey!
I'm happy.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful movie.
Frances McDormand.
Yeah,
okay.
That seems like
Carrie Mulligan.
I like Carrie Mulligan to win.
Well, hey,
that is a good list. Controversy free.
Yeah.
Directing. Here we go.
Okay.
Curveball.
Thomas Vinterberg. Another round.
Oh!
Wow.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is he one yet?
Minari!
Wow, yay. Minari's actually going so much further than I thought it was.
Let's do it.
Yeah, me too.
No Man Land. Okay.
I also like that movie a lot. Yeah. Promising Young.
Promising.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I like all
not
movies.
As diverse a director list as people were predicting. But
yeah.
Yeah. And people will be very reluctant to talk about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now for the 20 best picture films.
The father,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
One for the father.
Bloodshot.
You know that there's one movie like that every year where you're like, "What the fuck is this doing
Black
here?"
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, they don't have the list though. It's just the
I'm
one.
Counting on
time.
My fingers. Mank.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
Mank. Oh, for fuck's sake!
Did anybody here like Mank?
No.
I didn't even watch Mank. I was like, "I'm good."
Frank liked Mank.
Fell asleep.
He's the only one I know.
Minari.
I know Corey.
I Minari.
Wow, Minari actually got the full like. Nomadland.
Okay, that's five. Nomadland. Come on, 10. Molly just 10. Asher. Wouldn't that be nice?
I hope they do 9 again, just because it's always right. Awkward.
They probably will.
And we'll be back to list the last 15 after these messages.
Wow, Promising Young Woman actually got the best picture. Dog.
I need to watch this one. I have not seen
Hell
it
yet. Hell yeah. I've only seen the beginning of it.
Sound of Metal. Sound of Metal!
Yay! Man, that one's just racking him up.
I'm gonna need to, I
the little engine that could.
The trial of the Chicago only 8. Come on.
Oh.
8.
Yep,
and none for Tenet.
Bye.
Yes, thank God. There is some justice in the world.
Two nominations this year. So.
Yeah, well, so did Mulan.
Well, that's too many for Mulan.
That's pretty funny about Mulan.
You know what sucks, though, is if that movie wins anything, Disney's going to keep doing the $30 shit.
and filming ingredients with ethnic.
Aw, look how cute they are. They're a real couple, you know.
Why are they only doing it with the Asian, the Asian-led movies?
I don't know.
That's a loaded question. Everyone just look around awkward.
They look but like they look like Cookie Monster and Big Bird standing next to each other. Colors in their
hair. Cookie Monster and Big Bird have good screen
Me
chemistry.
Like nominees.
Excellent.
And now for best, I can't do Big Bird.
Well, she's expecting, isn't she? I'm pretty sure she's expecting too. Yeah.
Oh, I was just talking about her dress.
She's expecting something for that dress, probably. Yeah. There you go. No, but okay, that was pretty quick. 20 minutes. Well, initial impressions other than the ones we've already been giving.
I'm pleasantly surprised at how like solid a lot of the nominees are. I'll say this off the bat right now. I'm still hurt that Delroy Lindo basically got shafted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a lock for sure.
Yeah. Before there's a time where he seemed like a lock and that just didn't happen.
It seems like the Five Bloods got pushed to the side.
It really did. Yeah. All they got was what? Score?
Yep. That's the only one.
It
seems like two films about Vietnam. I don't know why they'd elevate Trial over to Five Bloods.
Because Sorkin.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. So, but Sorkin wasn't nominated for directing, which
good.
I'm sorry. Sorkin is not the best director.
Was Trial?
He's not bad, but you know he's just working.
Sorkin. When he's good, it's because he's bounced off of somebody else, like freaking Social Network. Mm-hmm. What I was thinking about was that, like, his writing about fucking Mark Zuckerberg is essentially balanced out by how much Fincher purely hates Mark Zuckerberg.
As well he should.
And it's like, is that hard to do?
It's like the producers where he wrote a love letter to Mark Zuckerberg and the director's just totally messed up.
Fincher is just an angry man and I love him for it, but like,
I know.
Meg, I could not be bothered. Because I'm not anything that's about old Hollywood, I can't be bothered. So I didn't even bother with Mank. But
I talked to you about this the other day. Is that
we did?
It's not even about that in an old Hollywood film. It's that the film lied to you about what it's actually about. Where it's like, it's about the making of Citizen Kane.
Regardless, I wasn't gonna watch it.
Anyway.
But when it comes to like the Crabo nominees, I'm so happy about a lot of things. Like, bro, Sound of Metal getting so many nominations.
Yeah.
I am ecstatic. Minari getting so many. I was pleasantly shocked. What's it called? Maria Bakalova for Borat 2.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would happen, but I'm so glad it did.
Yeah. Starting off with a screenplay too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously he did not get nominated for Borat in an acting role.
He got nominated for Chicago 7 in that case.
Yeah.
Imagine if he got nominated for Borat.
Do you think his Borat performance is better though? Why would that be so surprising?
I think it would be.
I was just gonna say I wanted to see him get nominated just so that he could invite Rudy Giuliani as his date.
He'd probably show up at the Four Seasons instead.
Like, coming with his crazy costume mask that he did in that scene with Pence.
Yeah. He's like, Rudy, we're going to the Oscars, but the Oscars is like some shitty restaurant.
Oh my gosh. Oscars, so no, I got the list.
Oscars is for a fucking Oscars chicken joint.
I got the list actually updated here from IndieWire. Just looking around now, better showing for another round than I expected too. The best director for Vinterberg,
it's like when remember when Cold War, that director whose name I'm not going to pronounce. That director got the directing nom, and we were like, "Whoa!"
Pavel Palpatowski, yeah, that guy.
Oh, I was kind of just say that off the top. Thank you.
Oh yeah, no, I made sure to commit that name to memory when I saw how complicated it was. I'm like, oh my.
Too many continents in there.
I mean,
yeah.
They've been giving a lot of love to foreign movies the last few years. I mean, Parasite got Best Picture last year. Roma was one of those where it got pretty much, it got Best Director. It got a ton of love other than Best Picture.
Yeah.
Cold War got a ton of nominations.
Yeah, which is interesting here that for Best Director, this has to be a first and probably the only time it's ever happened here. But we got the double Asian directing nominees here with Lee Isaac Chung and Chloe Zhao, which is, awesome.
Which both of them deserve it.
Yeah.
And we got two lady directors here with Chloe Zhao and Emerald Fennell in that case. So.
Like, see, this is... I like where this is going.
Well, at least the good thing, too, is that they're all deserving. You know, like for... Venture.
I mean, like, listen, as much as I don't give a fuck about Meg, Fincher being in there is like, all right, listen, Fincher's my boy. So I'm not going to be totally mad about it.
Yeah. But no, best actor, again, you know, Gary Oldman, he was good in that movie. I have no begrudging with him on that. But it's one of those ones where best actor, pretty much solid list. Can't complain about that, you know.
The thing is, with that best actor list, this is maybe the first time in like the past decade where I've actually liked most of the actors in the best actor list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Most of the time, it's like one that I latch on and everything else is like, I could not give a fuck about that performance.
wow.
Literally, like, if you look at it, it's a pretty weak crop. But this year is the first time in a long time where it's like, okay, I understand most of these guys, and I like most of these guys.
Yeah, and best actress, I mean, it's a pretty diverse list with even some films that I haven't seen yet, like Pieces of a Woman. I'm like, I know that movie was well regarded. Yeah, oh, you saw that one.
I think she should win.
It was really good.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think they all should win. I'm just kidding.
That's the thing. Like, I can't pick a definitive winner there because all five of the people nominated were great this year.
Yeah. No, Andra Day, I remember a lot of people were like, this probably might not happen. But then when she won the Golden Globe, everyone's like, okay, no, she might be like up there.
Like a front runner.
I'm glad that she got the nom.
Yeah.
That was one of the big surprises of the night when she won. It was one of those where the movie, I'd heard so many mixed things about the movie itself. So I was like, is this going to be one of those where it's going to be, it was definitely one of those where they're like, we're going to commend the acting, but in terms of like, you know, best picture or writing, it's you're not going to see anything like that. But when she won, it's kind of like, okay, then you actually may get an Oscar nom.
And I honestly think she's got a good shot to win it because the Golden Globes have historically been used as a good predictor for what the Oscars are going to look like. It's not foolproof, but she might get it.
It'll depend on the BAFTAs, how they respond as well. Like, because they had their nominees out. So, but I don't know if she was up for the BAFTA, though, to be fair. So,
yeah, I don't think she was up for a Screen Actors Guild Award either. But then again, I think Amy Adams took her place on that one. not kidding.
Thank goodness that she was not up. I mean, so.
Yeah.
But supporting actor, you know, hey, not just to highlight this, but it's kind of awesome, too. Three black nominees for Best Supporting Actor and double nominated for the Juice of Black Messiah. So,
yeah.
So, again, do we like Leslie Odom Jr. in that?
Oh, yeah. He's the other one there, too. But sorry,
is he the front runner, is what I mean?
That's Daniel Kaluuya for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Like, again, it's still weird to me that like they put the two leads both in supporting. That doesn't make any sense.
It probably said Chadwick Boseman could have a clearer path in lead actor.
I'm pretty sure that's why. Yep. That makes exactly sense.
Sure. Yeah, but that makes sense. I like all these nominees. I can't think of Danny Kaluuya will probably win for sure, but you know, it's hard to pick a definitive winner out of those ones otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Supporting actress, I mean, the thing that everyone dreaded on the internet that Glenn Close would be nominated for Hillbilly Elegy, but you know.
Like, guys, it's going to happen. Just accept it.
Yeah, that's one of those ones. I can't fight it. You know.
What do you think would happen if she lost to Coleman again?
And then Coleman gets out of here.
Coleman will show up dead, is what will happen.
I think in our predictions, I was the only one that chose Coleman over Close. So I'm
going
to probably
kill her with her own award.
I'm so happy, though, for Yeon Jung, who got nominated. She absolutely dominated that movie in Minari. So, which, you know, to be sad, I mean, to be fair, it's kind of sad that the kid wasn't nominated supporting actor.
I was just about to check. Like, did he get nominated?
No,
that kid was getting a bunch of stuff.
I think it was just too little for, like, you know, for such a young actor, especially, too.
That's true. Again, with those two Judas knobs, that's still going to be weird. But, like, man, yeah, no, that kid's so cute.
Oh, yeah. and then a couple, you know, things that threw in there, like, with the adapted screenplay, Borat and I love it here on IndieWire, they listed as Sacha Baron Cohen and co-writers, because they didn't want to run through that giant freaking list.
Because I feel like Borat's script was just like, hey, we have something funny for him to do, let's just do that on that day, and that's pretty much it.
That was a weird nomination to me.
Yeah, they did that for the first movie, but half that movie or more was improvised, so
it felt like this one even more so. I was like, was there really much of a script to speak of? Because I'm like, most of this had to be off the cuff. Like, you had to probably change what you were going to say depending on the reaction of the person that you were speaking to. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. But and then White Tiger out of nowhere, which, I mean, to be fair, I love Ramen Barani, like, you know, the stuff they do. So, but you can see, what's her name, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, where she was just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, oh, sorry, didn't realize the camera was back on me.
And then, I mean, original screenplay, pretty much, it was pretty much predicted that this would be a good, like, the list, probably. Like, I'm glad that Mank was not on there, because people were saying, like, oh, sorry, I'm not going to just complain about Mank. I'll ignore that.
Why not?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, and I could go through all these other ones. I won't dwell on too long. But everything else is pretty solid with technical and other categories. Like, oh, animated feature, there was such a slim pickings this year that I'm not surprised at what was nominated. You know?
So
like,
yeah.
Yo, no. Don't even act like that. Listen, Farmageddon is the winner. Don't even look at Soul. Don't even look at Onward. Like, nobody can fuck about that. Shaun the Sheep deserves his due.
Hey,
I
wouldn't be mad at that. Yeah, Shaun the Sheep's been entertaining my kids for over like 10 years.
Yeah, everybody likes Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah,
everybody loves Armin.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Armin's great. So
yeah, they had one misstep, I think, with that caveman movie that they did. That I think
about the food.
Yeah.
Ball.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Flushed Away was. Fine. Not
I like Flushed Away.
I don't count that one.
Flushed Away would have been better if Hugh Jackman was at his peak popularity when it came out.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, a lot of that was him basically doing his Kermit the Frog impression. Like that.
I guess some out of the blue nominations here. People remember that Pinocchio movie was a thing that came out this year.
I didn't even know that. I forgot. I didn't see that. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, isn't that a foreign film that came out, or is it?
What's it called? What was it? With the Roberto Benigni part? Pinocchio?
I heard he was going to try to make another one. Maybe that was it.
No.
Oh, Lord.
No, it was a different one. It is a foreign film, though. So I think it's from Italy, I want to say.
Yeah,
Of course it is.
It turns out that like it's actually him. He comes in, he's got the cheap mustache on to hide his face. It's still got the price tag on it.
Okay, even weirder, I just looked it up. It's a Pinocchio film directed by the guy who did that film Gamora back in the day. You know, that Italian Easter movie? So you're like, oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. So that's an interesting pick. But yeah, that walked away with two nominations. Again, Five Bloods. One nominee, so that's unfortunate. But, the Eurovision movie got a nomination.
I know.
Stupid. That's so stupid.
I love that song. I love that song. No one is going to change my mind on that one.
That's going to be great to hear.
It is not going to win, so rest easy. But yeah. I was happy because I'm like, for fuck's sake, that I was like in a movie that I thought was. I was like, it was charming, but I mean, I thought it was going to be a piece of crap and I didn't hate it. But when it got to that part where she sings that song, I was like, am I actually fucking crying during this?
Oh, it's great. And then Greyhound getting one bit of love there was kind of nice. I mean, it's a fun film. It's all right. Yeah. So
it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dad movie. Are any of you four dads?
I like dad movies around then. I loved Ford v Ferrari when they came out. So
yeah, and that was the daddest of dad movies.
Yeah. Yep. Directed by a professional dad movie maker. What's his name? The director. What's his name? The guy who did Logan. That's his name.
Yeah.
Mangold.
Mangold.
Oh, James Mangold. That's right. Yeah, he's the professional when it comes to movies for your dad.
Yeah.
I'm totally blanking on what Greyhound even is.
Which one is that? Tom Hanks, where it's against him
America's
and
Dad. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. The Apple Plus.
Subscribe to service.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that there's two Apple Plus nominees with that and Wolfwalkers. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I really liked Wolfwalkers a lot.
That was great. So. I saw that this week. It was really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I love that director, Tom Moore, and all his films that he's done. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's the guy who did Secret of Kells as well.
Secret of Kells.
Yes. Yes.
The one about the silky, what else?
Yeah, and this one's about apparently this is the last of his Celtic mythology stories he's doing. So we'll see how that goes.
Love the animation style on that one. It was so unique.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Like, and I love the fact that he still insists on doing the 2D. And I'm sure it's probably a mix of CG, computer and hand-drawn animation. But just the fact that he can do such great work with 2D is so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope that 2D animation has one of those renaissances in a few years where people go back to doing it.
Yeah.
And miss time.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that a bit. But then, again, the one list, I mean, the one part of this that still baffles me is the insane picks for visual effects this year.
Which, no, fair, Sonic the Hedgehog.
They had to nominate something.
Well, but again, like you said, like the big blockbusters all got delayed, and the ones that showed up, you know, were like Wonder Woman level effects, which were kind of terrible.
Those were bad, but like, yeah. Again, Love and Monsters is not a movie I would ever think, man, this is going to get nominated in some form for an Oscar.
No. Well, and the one and only Ivan, I don't know jack about that
movie. I don't even know what that is.
It's a wonderful book and a kind of okay movie if your kids like animals, I guess.
Disney. This is a Disney Plus movie?
Yeah. Oh. Bryan Cranston cameos in it.
About Ivan the Gorilla. Who the fuck? Ivan the Gorilla.
And Ivan the Gorilla was a real gorilla. He's probably long dead by now.
Yep. It says was. Born in 1962. Died in 2012.
Bradley, yeah. I gotta say that what you just said about that movie is probably the most I've ever heard anyone say about it. So
It's a fantastic book.
I think your quote might actually end up being the blurb on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess it's okay if your kids like animals. Dudley Martin, oneofus.net.
Because, you know, littler kids, though, like little kids that are learning just to speak, they'll point and be like, gorilla, gorilla, duck, chicken, cat. Because it's not a great story. Yeah.
And then Midnight Sky getting one award. It's like, okay, the visual effects.
Which one's
like
Midnight Sky?
That George Clooney movie that everyone hated.
Oh, okay.
One Night in Miami. Did that get best? I don't think that got a best director nom for.
It did not.
Regina King.
It did not. Mm-hmm. I'm just realizing. I'm like, oh shit! They didn't nominate her. She's gotten nominated for like absolutely every other award.
It was director was such a grab bag. Like there was no consensus other than a few between Golden Globes, Directors Guild, and Critics Awards. Yeah. Like there's a bunch of people contending for those slots, and then you know Vinterberg. I knew it. Like when I said curveball, they were going to throw one curveball at director because they always do. You know,
they always do.
Just like, oh, okay. I was just joking, Academy, but okay.
But do you think she should have been on that list? Like, do you think someone should have been bucked for her?
That's hard to say because I mean, we got two female nominees also for this category too. It's not a balancing act, but it's just one of those things. It feels like some people perceive it as a balancing act.
Probably bounce out Fincher, right?
Yeah.
That one I would totally say is legit. If she bounced out
I would have given it to her over him.
Yeah.
And none of you, just me and Justin, have seen Mank?
No.
Yeah, remember, no. Yeah, pretty much. Shaq openly said no to that.
Openly said I'm not watching that shit.
I mean, I know I'm going to get around to it eventually when
it's so
I'm
difficult to watch.
If I decide to watch all the noms this year, yeah. I probably will.
Well, now that we have a set list, we can actually make it is a little easier to watch all the nominees.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which, man, I'm so happy The Father got nominated. I love that movie.
I know.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, I remember saying this in the review. I was like, wow. I mean, we've definitely got no lack of films that deal with Alzheimer's, dementia, and the like. But this is one of those where I'm like, as far as an Alzheimer's or a dementia film that's watchable, I don't think that it gets much more so than this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And man, I'm sure Amazon's patting themselves on the back for delaying Sound of Metal, too. So.
Yeah.
All the best pictures deal with trauma. And that's the 2020 nomination list, isn't it?
What a fitting list for for such a crappy year.
I'd have to double check. I'm pretty sure it's all.
I mean, Minari is probably like the least traumatic of them, and it's still pretty heavy at its core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that maybe the reason that a lot of these, like, maybe the reason why it's so uncontroversial this year is because these films that actually, you know, these were not the movies that got pushed out of the theaters because of COVID. It's like they just put them all on streaming so that they were just kind of out there for everybody to see. And I think maybe they got more attention this year because so many of the blockbusters didn't come out.
You know, I think you're right because looking at it, all these ones debuted streaming. Well, except for, there was a couple that were festival picks that streamed theatrically before then, like Sound of Metal, Minari, Promising Young Woman. But then, their actual official debut happened through streaming. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
Well, hopefully that'll change things a little bit going forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, you know, I was talking to one of my professors from Syracuse about this, that he was saying that streaming has kind of revived interest in documentaries as an art form, because before you could never see the nominated documentary picks unless you went to like an arty theater in New York or Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, yeah. It might do the same for art cinema, like this kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every year, I mean, I've got the Angelica Theater near where I live, and close to Oscar time, they, I think, offer all of the animated and live shorts as like a big anthology. They just like play them one after the other. So you basically go in and you sit down for an hour and you watch all of them. But of course, this year I couldn't do that. But it was interesting. I think that, I mean, I saw, I'm blanking on the name. What's the one about the gun violence, the Netflix short film?
If something remember. Happens, I love you.
Yeah, if anything happens, I love you.
Yeah.
I actually saw that because they just put it on streaming. I don't know if they did that with any of the other ones.
For a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
that is one of
any surprises from anybody that Hamilton. I'm not going to say got snubbed.
I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah, it's not really a movie.
It's not a movie.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been mad. I love Hamilton, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's if they nominated one of the filmed opera performances they screen at the theaters. It's like, that's not a movie. That's just a stage play.
What if I wear this and say it, though? Like, where's Hamilton?
Yeah. Those people are wrong.
Where's Lin-Manuel? He's always getting snubbed.
Yeah.
He has enough Tony Awards to last him for that one.
He's fine.
I want him to have an EGOT like John Legend.
Does he? Oh, yeah, he does have an EGOT.
Yeah, John Legend absolutely does.
Oh no, well, he's not. It's not like
Lin-Manuel Moran is ever going to work again. So
he'll cameo in everything till the end of time, though. So
okay.
He's got a movie coming out now that's based on another one of his stage plays. But I think that unlike
In the Heights,
but unlike Hamilton, it's not just it's not just them filming the theater production. I think that they actually did take it and they transferred it to be more cinematic.
Yeah, so, that one has been out long enough that they could plan out that something like that. Because that came out in 2008, I want to say. So it's been
2007.
Oh, 2007. Yeah.
Yeah. I literally just Wikipedia'd it just now.
Which I love In the Heights. Like, I actually, I don't want to be those guys, but I'm like, well, I saw, I heard of In the Heights before it became famous, kind of thing.
Oh, aren't you highfalutin?
Yeah. I actually saw a production. I remember telling Shaq about this a long time ago where they had a production in Utah. And I can't confirm for sure, but it sure looked like a couple of them were spray tanned. So I'm just like,
oh no.
Like, mostly they just recasted based on the race of the person. Like, they had one who was Asian, like, they recasted, they're like, okay, that's fine, this is fine, this is fine. One person seemed to have one where I'm like, I don't know.
Is it a Disney production?
No, it's let me see.
I think so.
No, it's Warner Brothers.
Okay. Oh, right. So it's coming on HBO Max, that's why. Yeah, so.
Man, I so wanted to see that in theaters because the trailers just blew my mind with how creative some of the shots looked.
I'm a little worried that some of the singing might be a bit off because, what's his name? The guy playing the best friend character with the button-up shirt, it sounds like he's auto-tuned. So I'm just like, ooh. The guy playing Benny. Yeah. Well,
no one will ever be as bad as Russell Crowe in Les Miserables, though.
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler was okay.
Listen, did none of y'all watch Mamma Mia and how terrible Pierce Brosnan is as a singer? That man was like, I don't even know what he was doing.
He will never live that down.
I remember when I first discovered Spill.com and I saw the animated review that they did for Mamma Mia where they had a fucking animated crow fly out of his mouth. He was screaming. It's like, yeah, you kind of nailed it. I love you, Pierce Brosnan.
I haven't seen Mamma Mia, though. So.
I'm amazed
you have if you've heard ABBA.
Well, okay, fair.
Oh, boy. But yeah, I mean, that's probably the most we have to say about this. We don't want to go on too much longer. But any last thoughts before we start to wind down?
Sound of Metal Chadwick Gang, Boseman baby! Gets it.
Ooh, is Riz Ahmed still the front runner?
He's not a front runner. Like, he's most likely not going to win.
No, it's
that's all Chadwick. Yeah, but Chadwick, I'm happy that he got the nom.
I mean, one, being so beloved, two, posthumously, sadly, and three, it was legitimately a really good performance. So.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And he doesn't have a chance to get another one at any point.
Yeah.
Which, so I'm like, I mean, Riz Ahmed, he's got plenty of chances.
Dude, he's got a future
until they start selling digital actors.
Listen, Riz is a very thoughtful actor. Like, he's not going to go on some Cuba shit where he starts making, like, dog shit, like Daddy Day Camp or whatever.
That dog sled movie he did. Yeah, Snow Dogs.
I think as you just said that, someone handed him the script to Boat Trip 5.
Oh, no!
Run!
Boat Trip 5, what happened to 2, 3, and 4?
Yo, listen, they made those a secret.
They never happen, Justin.
I just saw people, what was it, Double Toasted review of Boat Trip, and I'm just like, I am glad I never saw this movie.
I remember that movie. And,
I don't know how those guys do that every fucking week. I'm like, right. Because some of the movies that they showed on there, like that one with John Leguizamo, I was like, that's fucking
soul-crushing. Yeah.
Oh. I'm stinky, stinky. Oh, oh God.
I was like,
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I'm embarrassed just watching the review by myself with my headphones on. I feel ashamed.
Otherwise, you know, thank you all for listening. This audio should probably, you know, I'll have this edited shortly so we can have it up there. But yeah, otherwise, if anyone wants to pimp anything out, we're all in various capacities on oneofus.net. And this is going to be an eye on the prize, you know, publishing. But, you know, we'll probably do maybe another episode of Eye on the Prize before the Oscars actually happen, just like a prediction kind of thing. So you'll hear from us at some point. We got over a month before the ceremony happens. So we got some time. But hey, Shaq, you got anything you want to promote?
Find me on all social media, Shaq Excellence, S-H-A-K Excellence. Also find me at my other podcast, Sequels, that's S-E-E-Q-U-E-L-S. You can find that anywhere podcasts are listened to.
Excellent. Melina, anything you want to promote?
Sleep.
Sleep, it's darn good. Rose, anything?
No, just catch me on reviews and oneofus.net.
Wow, I thought this would be more exciting. Brad, I dare ask anything.
It's early in the morning. You don't get exciting right now.
Yeah. I'm on oneofus.net, and watch Hamilton on Disney Plus.
No, get the fuck out.
All right, on that note, we should all get going and get people ready for work and everything else. So
we're going back to bed.
Yeah, it's right there. I'm going.
Thank you,
see
everybody.
See you guys at noon.
Bye.
Bye.